Morning and welcome to this morning's devotional from Bally Baptist Church. We're now into the fifth week of lockdown and we've been told that it will last for another 3 weeks at least. And for those of us who are older, perhaps much longer than that. Perhaps you're wondering if life will ever return to normal, and I suppose that begs the question, what is normal? For many, their idea will be to get back to work, to get out of the house, to get back to their social life again. While for Christians, it will be wonderful to get back to meeting in church once again and to enjoy fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We all look forward to being able to live once again without the constant fear that we or some of our loved ones will fall victim to COVID-19. There are also financial concerns. Fears that the economic impact will last for years, perhaps lead to high unemployment levels and damaging our incomes, making it difficult to provide for our families. Some news reports have compared the financial damage of our present lockdown to the Great Depression of the 1930s. And there is part of a line in Franklin Roosevelt's inauguration speech as President of the United States of America in 1933, which has been much quoted over the intervening years. That line was, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Roosevelt recognised that fear could be very debilitating and sought to offer encouragement to the people of America at that time. His words were well-intentioned and he fully believed them to be true, but at best, they were only the words of a man. This morning, we may feel that we have something tangible to fear. The coronavirus is real. But I believe while it is right to be concerned and take precautions to protect our health and that of our loved ones, as children of God, we need to look to God, not men, for our encouragement. While looking at some of the fear nots found in Scripture, I discovered that in the Bible I use, the heading at the start of Luke chapter 12 is, "Whom to fear?" God's word tells us in Psalm 111 verse 10 and also in Proverbs 9 and 10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." And Proverbs 1 and 7, slightly different, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." Let me read what the Lord Jesus had to say about fear, as found in Luke 12 verses 4 to 7. "And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him, which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows." God knows his children intimately, even to the very numbers of hairs on our heads. And he cares deeply for us. So deeply that he sent his son to die on Calvary, that we could be redeemed. Today, those of us who have been born again need have no fear of what God will do to us because we are his family. But if anyone listening has never asked God for forgiveness for their sin, then you have it directly from God the Son to be afraid of the judgment of God, which will condemn all unrepentant sinners to eternal punishment in hell. I want to draw your attention to a beautiful feature of the scriptural fear nots. In the ones I have looked at, the scriptures don't just tell us, fear not, and leave it at that. They tell us why we need not fear. At the Lord's first coming, the angel said to Mary in Luke chapter 1 and verse 30, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favour with God." And to the shepherds in Luke 2 and 10, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." And after the Lord's resurrection, we read in Matthew 28, 5 and 6 to the ladies, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. I haven't read them all, so I cannot say that all the fear nots in Scripture have this wonderful feature, but the ones I have looked at, beginning from Genesis 15 and 1 onwards, all have this feature. I think my special favourite was quoted last week. Isaiah 43 and verse 1 through to verse 5, but I'll just read verses 1, 2 and 5. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. And verse 5, fear not, for I am with thee. May we take that as our banner for the days ahead. Fear not, says God, for I am with thee. Let's pray. Our loving and eternal Heavenly Father, we come this morning to thank you afresh for the love of God to a sinful world. We thank you for those of us you have redeemed. We can call you our Father. We can look to you for blessing. We can look to you for encouragement. We can look to you for strength. And even in these dark days, when there is fear abounding on every hand, Father, we can look to you and say, listen to your words, fear not, for I am with thee. We can go forward confident in the assurance from your word that you are with us side by side. You will not leave us. You will not abandon us. But Father, we do indeed pray for those who today have great concerns for loved ones who are ill. We bring them to you. We ask, Father, that you will draw near to those who are in hospital, whether they, Father, that they be the patients or whether it be the staff. Lord, they all need you. And we commit them to you and ask that you will protect them and bless them. And in your sovereign will, that you will restore to health those who are ill and return them to their families once again. Father, for those of us who are maybe finding it frustrating being closed in at home, we commit ourselves into your hand and ask, Lord, that you will give us the grace and the strength to endure in these days. Help us to remember those who care for us, those who protect us, those who look after us. And Father, we ask that you will bless them and be with them. And Father, in these days when we cannot meet tangibly together, physically in the church, we ask that you will bind us together. We are still one in Christ. We are still children of our Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, help us to care for one another, to comfort one another, and to encourage one another while we are separated. Until that day when we can meet again, we can once again gather in your will back in the fellowship at Bali. So, Lord, bless. Undertake for your children wherever they might be today. Protect and keep them, we ask, in our Saviour's name. Amen.